Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Today's guest is a show, or a guy that you're familiar with on the show. It's Tunde Ogun from the Christopher Newport Captains. Tunde's been a regular. We've been following Tunde for a while now, and he's getting closer and closer as each day passes to achieving his goal, and that's playing in the NFL. And Tunde, prior to going on, we were just talking about your pro day that you had at James Madison. Very impressive numbers. Tell the people out there, you know, are you going to rest on those numbers? Any more workouts? And what did those numbers come out to be?
I'm done as far as pro days are concerned. I had two. I had one at William & Mary last Wednesday, and then the JMU one last Friday. So as far as pro days are concerned, I'm done with that. I don't have any workouts per se set up with any NFL teams, but a series of CFL teams have asked me to come out and work out for them. But my numbers, I'm content with them. You know, I'm really satisfied with them.
Excellent. And I think a 4.52 40.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And you know, for the people out there listening, if you're not familiar with Tunde, if you go to the NFL Draft Bible, www.nfldraftbible.com, and you type in Tunde Ogun and you look at his bio page, you're going to see a picture of him lifting weights. And, you know, Tunde, I'm sure you've seen the photo. If anyone would guess what position you would play, they would probably say, like, linebacker or defensive end. The last thing that's going to come across somebody's mind is a running back. But 6 foot, 218, 4.5 speed, you know, just very well put together, a very thick, powerful young man. And like I said, I mean, Tunde, the last time we talked, I mean, it was kind of prior to all this craziness. I mean, what's the last few months been like for you?
It's been kind of like a glorified boot camp, to be honest with you. I decided to stay, you know, relatively close to my school to train, because I'm still in school as well. I graduated this May, and taking 18 credit hours as well, along with my training. So I wanted to stay local. So my training facility is about 40 minutes away from my school, so I was having to drive out there twice a day, as well as keep up, you know, say with my grades and my studies. So it's been, you know, there have been a lot of sleepless nights, you know, and a lot of being sore, but it's definitely an experience that I won't forget. I remember you telling me a couple months ago before I got started that the next time you spoke with me that I was going to be like, man, my body feels completely different, and I never felt anything like this before, and you're exactly right.
Yeah, it is. It's a, you know, for the transformation you guys put you through, you know, that's what's crazy. I mean, you guys, you know, you think college football player, you guys are busting tail every day, but this is a whole different type of experience. Well, I'm glad at least you remember what I told you and you agree with me. And Tunde, I mean, you know, what when you were training, I mean, what was the basis? Was it just trying to get that 40 time? I mean, what was the most, you know, important thing that you were concerned with, you know, kind of leading up to your pro day?
Pretty much the 40, you know, that's the one drill that regardless of what position you play, it's really a lot of the, you know, draft status and the scouts lean heavily on it. So that was one of the things, my main focus, you know, for going into my training, as well, you know, as all the strength stuff like bench press and things like that, I wasn't too much concerned about. My central focus was really just putting together a real decent shuttle time and a decent 40 time, as well as a 3-cone.
Excellent. And now I know that you know, prior to you coming on the show, and you know, as we, you know, keep in touch. Now, in terms of you know, your pro day workouts and whatnot, and the numbers that you posted, I'm trying to get. I don't want to get off base here, but now, with those numbers that you posted, and you're talking about NFL teams and stuff. I mean, what was it like, you know, performing? I know you did the East Coast Bowl, and that had NFL scouts and whatnot there. But I mean, performing at James Madison and posting those type of numbers at your pro day in front of the teams that were there was some big names there, I mean, to say the least. I think Mike Tomlin, just to, you know, the name a few. I mean, what was that like performing the way you did, and you know, that being that close to them?
To be completely honest with you, it was a real natural feeling. There wasn't really too much euphoria that, oh wow, I'm here with D1 guys, and you know, they're professional coaches here. Again, I spent some time at the University of Cincinnati, so you know, being around Division I guys really wasn't, you know what I'm saying, you know, a big deal for me. And I kind of looked at it like as a job interview. You know, like when you apply for a job, if you're sitting in front of the supervisor or the owner of the company, you don't too much act giddy, or you know what I'm saying, like you haven't been there. I felt like being composed was part of the thing, one of the things I was being evaluated with. So you know, I kind of took it with a grain of salt. You know, I was happy that I had the opportunity to perform in front of, you know, coaches like Mike Tomlin and Coach Singletary was actually at one of my pro days as well. You know, and I enjoyed it, but at the same time, I knew what I was there for. You know, I didn't want to change my focus, you know, and get away from the task at hand.
Excellent. Once again, Tunde Ogun, the running back from Christopher Newport, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Tunde, you mentioned some CFL workouts. I mean, what's that like, knowing that, you know, teams are, you know, they covet what you have and, you know, they want to get you in for a workout? I mean, you excited?
Definitely. A job is a job, to be honest with you. I really just want to be able to have the opportunity to, again, play professional football at the next level. If anybody that knows my story understands that, you know, I don't have a problem, you know, saying getting in where I fit in, you know, and if the CFL happens to be where I land, you know, to be able to put my skills on display, you know, I'd love it. You know, I won't treat it any differently than if I you know, make an NFL roster as well.
Excellent. And in terms of those CFL workouts, I mean, when those specific teams called you, I mean, did you have to kind of look on a map to kind of see where they were located?
A couple of them. I had, you know, like, of course, the ones like, you know, like Montreal and Toronto, the you know, the marquee cities that you've heard about, you kind of have a general gist. But, you know, a couple of those places I had never heard of in my entire life. It was kind of like, wow, you know, I mean, where is that? It comes with the territory.
Yeah, no, I'm glad for you. Like I said, I mean, you're definitely on the radar, and like I said, I'm be surprised if you're not in an NFL minicamp when summertime rolls around. I mean, have you talking or have you heard or spoken with or have you got any, you know, response or feedback to, you know, what teams like about you or what they kind of want to see?
I spoke with Coach Tomlin. I actually went up to the Virginia Tech Pro Day. I have the same agent as Greg Boone and Pernell Sturdivant. So I rode up with my agent up to the Virginia Tech Pro Day to watch those guys compete. And Coach Tomlin was up there, and he kind of just, you know, he remembers me because him and my head coach are very good friends. My head coach at CMU actually coached him. So, you know, he knows me very well, and he kind of was just like, you know, hey, we got your film, and we evaluated your film. We're just waiting on your numbers from your pro day to see what comes around. A lot of teams, they really enjoy my size. You know, coming out of Division III, it's not too often that you find a Division III athlete, not even just a running back, a Division III athlete that's put together. It's me, you know, they really like my hard-nosed running style. The fact, you know, that I always fall forward. Basically, these teams want to be able to see, you know, my speed. You know, of course, I wasn't, you know, wasn't caught from behind in Division III, but, you know, with that being Division III, the question was, you know, how fast is he? You know, so I really just wanted to, you know, go into this thing, you know, showing the scouts that, you know, I do have that, you know, saying that speed that can translate to the next level.
Excellent. And, you know, I mean, you've been on the show plenty of times, but, I mean, what are you most proud about your game, Tunde? I mean, you know, if you know the whole capsule, I mean, the power, the speed, I mean, everything. I mean, what are you most proud of when you know, if you could put it down on a resume, what's that one thing? If you could break down one thing, what would it be?
Definitely a workhorse. Anybody that's come to see me play, you'll notice I'm always better in the fourth than I am in the first. You know, and not to say that I get off to a slow start, but you know, just in the fourth quarter, I'm always a whole lot better than I am in the first, and I think that's just a result of just my training regimen, my training habits. You know, on top of, you know, going out to Virginia Beach to train with my trainer, you know, I do a lot of extra stuff as well, just trying to keep my body in shape. I gave up eating fast food. You know, when I started, you know, doing my pro day training, one of the things I decided I was going to do was give up fast food. So I feel like I'm really disciplined, and it definitely translates into my game. You know, a lot of the times I feel like, you know, I'm able to carry a workload. You know, I don't have to just, you know, be in a system where I can only handle 10, 12 carries a game. I could do that, don't get me wrong, but at the same time I feel like physically I'm gifted enough to where I could, you know, be a workhorse back, and I take pride in that. You know, I don't feel like I'm limited in any aspect as far as, you know, my game.
Oh, definitely. I mean, 36 carries, 284 yards. I mean, that was just one particular game that you you know, fantastic game. I think is that that's the game you broke your previous record of 254 yards, I think.
Yeah, and then I had a game this past season which I had 285 yards.
There you go, exactly. I was kind of setting you up. That was a Karl Malone, John Stockton play for you.
Okay, I like it. I like
that. Yeah, see that was kind of like the give and go. See, so, and then also, and the, you know, one stat that I, you know, I was kind of bouncing some numbers around, and it, for the people listening out there, now Tunde obviously was the main focal point of the offense. I mean, that's a given. Now the offense, now the quarterbacks combined, if you took, there's three kids that played quarterback this past season. If you combine their average yards per game, it came to 66 yards per game. Tunde averaged 95 rushing yards per game. So, I mean, that's an amazing statistic when you think, because there was just no passing game. I mean, it was 8-9 men in the box, and the focal point was stopping Tunde go. I mean, would you agree with that?
Definitely.
And, I mean, I think that's something, you know, when people are, you know, looking at your game and what you had to go through, it wasn't like there was a passing game. I mean, the passing game was just non-existent. I mean, 66 yards on average passing. I mean, that's very anemic. And then you think about what you're doing on the ground. I mean, that's really an impressive stat, Tunde.
Thank you.
I mean, really, I'm blown away by that. I think that's a remarkable statistic concerning the circumstances and what you were able to do on the field. It is. And Tunde Ogun, once again, Christopher Newport, running back, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. So Tunde, I mean, you know, you're about a month away from the NFL draft. I mean, take us. I mean, what's it like when you're going to bed at night? What's rolling through the mind?
I would say one of the things that when I lay down at night is that I'm at ease. You know, one of the things going the few days before my pro days that I kept reminding myself was that I didn't want to feel like after my pro days that I could have done something else. You know, I didn't want to come home that night after my pro day and be like, man, if I had just done this in the 40, or man, if I had just done this on my shuttle, you know, like I really feel at ease, you know, and I feel like I did everything that I could possibly do to put me in the best situation, you know, going into this draft, you know. I have enough things counting against me as it is, you know, being a Division III guy, not necessarily having as much exposure as a lot of the other players, so I didn't want to create another situation or something else for the scouts to really hold against me, and I think I achieved that. Going into my pro days, a lot of the scouts were just impressed with, you know, my leadership. That, you know, a lot of them gave me compliments on, you know, because I was out there, you know, I'm cheering everybody on, you know, giving up guys that I'm competing against tips, you know, and they were just real impressed with that. And just my turnover from my first pro day to my second pro day, just in a matter of a day, I improved all of my times from my first pro day. So, you know, just small things, little moral victories and things that I'm proud of. But I guess to answer your question, just, you know, when I lay down at night, I'm just, again, I'm content, and I feel that I did everything that I could possibly do.
Excellent. And that first pro day, I mean, was it just jitters? I mean, was it just kind of getting comfortable with it?
To be completely honest, I really think it was just atmosphere.
Okay.
You know, it was definitely just atmosphere. The William & Mary pro day, it was only, I think, nine guys in there competing. They didn't really have, like, allow too many of the students from William & Mary to watch the pro day. So it was just definitely, it was early. It started at 9 a.m. And again, these aren't excuses or anything, but, you know, just to answer your question, I really feel like it was the atmosphere. You know, the JMU Pro Day started at 2 o'clock. You know, they allow for people and students to watch, you know. And again, I had a mission. One of the things going into the JMU Pro Day was I want to do better in every category because I feel like if I did worse, you know, scouts would look at that like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Anything, you have to do better, you know. So I really think it was more of an atmospheric thing.
Yeah, I mean, the pro days, I mean, for people who haven't attended a pro day, I mean, it almost has like a funeral type effect. I mean, it's quiet, nobody's cheering. I mean, you probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you walk in, nobody's speaking, you know, you run, nothing's, you know, I mean, you could run a 2.49 and nobody's going to cheer. You might get an ooh or an ah, but that's it. It's very, very, you know, like a comatose type atmosphere. And like I said, I couldn't agree more. So Tunde, I'm like, you know, I know you've been on the show, but you know, some of the people might not have caught those shows. I mean, if we put Tunde Ogun in the NFL field right now, who are you going to remind us that plays on Sundays?
What's that?
I said, if we put you in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to remind us that plays on Sundays? Remind us of.
I really feel like I'm gonna get a lot of comparisons to you know, and it's probably probably no other running back that you're going to ask this year will say this, but I probably get a lot of comparisons to Fred Jackson from the Buffalo Bills. You know, he's a guy that's been through, a lot. You know, he played, I think he played in NFL Europe, and he played some indoor football, and, you know, he's a D3 guy that was really just, you know, waiting on his chance. You know, and when he got it, he was really explosive with it. You know, he's my favorite running back, you know.
Nice.
I know a lot of people won't say that, but I definitely feel like I'm going to be getting a lot of comparisons to him.
Nice. Tunde, that was a great answer. I you know, usually you always get like, you know, Adrian Peterson. If I talk to a defensive back, you know, Darrell Revis. But very nice. I mean, Fred Jackson, that is a nice, very nice, solid comparison. Very nice. And that shows that you're paying attention to what's going on at the next level, too.
Most definitely.
Excellent. Well, hey, Tunde, we know you're a very busy young man, and we appreciate you taking some time. You're familiar. You want to go 3,000 out on some fun, crazy questions?
Should I want to go 3,000 out on what now?
The 3,000 out. You know we always end the show on the goofy questions. You ready to go with those?
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
All right. First down is, and I don't know if I gave you this question yet, but you might get two of them. If you could take out any female celebrity, which female celebrity would you like to take to dinner?
Jessica Fox.
There you go. Second down, if Tunde Ogun could be the face, the spokesperson, or the, you know, the face of an advertisement, you know, what do you want to endorse?
Under Armour.
Nice. You know, you're the first Under Armour? Everybody else said Nike.
I love Under Armour. I like everything they stand for. Speed, power, and aggressiveness. I feel like that's really what defines my game.
Very nice. See that? You ever have to have your agent call Under Armour? <That was, laughs> And then when the show airs, go, look, he knew it right off the bat. The final down, Tunde, before we let you go tonight is, you know, if you could go back to school one more time, or if you could play college football, what's one rule change that you would like to see done?
One rule change as far as the game?
Yeah, anything. Numbers, you could celebrating in the end zone, anything you wanted to see a change with.
I feel like the hits on defenseless receivers are becoming a little excessive. Again, I can't stand DBs, so I can't imagine why I'm even defending them on this. But I feel like the rule changes with the defenseless receivers, you know, how they're kind of trying to change it to where the receiver has to catch the ball and, you know, take two steps and things like that. I feel like they're getting a little bit, you know, teetering on, along the lines of prima donna like.
Okay.
I mean, it's football, you know. People come to watch good hits, and you know, and I'm all for playing a safe game, but to the point where you're now allowing for a receiver to catch a ball, turn around, get two steps, and get up before you can hit them. It's kind of like, you know, it's taking a lot of the leverage out of the game.
All right.
And being a running back, there's no rules that say, you know, well, when you toss the ball to the running back, he gets to get possession before he gets smacked. I mean, if there's a defensive end there and I catch the ball and I don't see him, there's no rules protecting that. So I feel like, again, you know, maybe it's a little bit prima donna-like.
Excellent. Well, Tunde, hey, we wish you the best moving forward. We'd love to have you back on right before the draft, and best of luck moving forward, and great luck with your workouts, and I hope some more pop up in the docket for you.
All right, I appreciate it, Bo.
No problem. That's Tunde Ogun, Christopher Newport running back, one of the top guys that you're going to find in this year's draft. Like I said, sleeper top guys. Like I said, you know, 6 foot, 218, 4.5 speed, built. The guy's built. Like I said, if you go to the draft site at www.nfldraftbible.com and you type in the bio for Tunde Ogun, there's some photographs of him, but you check out that photo of him lifting, and like I said, the last position you're going to think he plays is linebacker. I mean, you're going to go strong safety, you're going to go linebacker, or running back. You're not going to think he plays running back or defensive end, because like I said, he's a massive, well-built, put-together young man. And like I said, some CFL workouts on the docket, and like I said, I'm sure he's very, very on the radar of the NFL teams looking to get a nice sleeper running back. I'm your host, Beau Marchant, and thanks, as always, for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.